Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here for 2016. Glad to be back. I've got a guest in this morning as beginning the new year. We appreciate that. By the way, before we do get going, I want to thank Tom Levine and Len Wells and everybody who took care of this show while I was gone playing some best of shows. Now starting with a future. Today we've got it's a contender for best of, I would think. Wouldn't you think so?
Either that or the lowest rated of the year, one or two. So.
Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Hodges sitting across the way. How you doing, Justin?
Good, and yourself?
I'm doing real well. Thanks very much for asking. Justin is Justin's flying high right now. I cannot overstate how happy he probably is right now. His football team's in the playoffs. His basketball team is in first place in the Big Ten. His New Hope, is it Lady Panthers? Or we were trying to think what they were called.
Yep, they are the Lady Panthers, bud.
His New Hope Lady Panthers are entering regional play with a solid record and a pretty good chance to win the regional. Things are looking your way, aren't they, Justin?
Well, they'd looked better if the Jets would have won on Sunday, but...
Tell me why. If the Jets had won, you were locked into the playoffs.
Yes.
If the Jets had won, would you have taken? You weren't getting the number two seed.
Yeah,
right?
We could have. We needed Denver to lose. If Denver were lost, we had the two seed.
You had the two seed if Denver loses, but yep. if the Jets win and Denver wins, you're not playing Pittsburgh.
Nope. Pittsburgh's going home, which makes me happy. I absolutely despise the Steelers. And then I'm not scared of them. We're going to beat them, even though we're not given a chance by the national media. But I just like to see them not make the playoffs.
We'll talk about we're going to talk about football playoffs here in a little bit. I want to start out talking about the local squad. Tell me about your New Hope girls. I know that last time you were here, we were in about November.
Yeah,
we were starting. It was the start of the season. Let's give a little bit of a rundown, a breakdown how the New Hope Lady Panthers season has gone. And successes you've had and that kind of thing, or disappointments?
We haven't really had many disappointments.
Coach's comments with Justin Rogers. How's that sound?
We're 9-7. We're the 3 seed in our regional, which starts Tuesday. We have a game against St. Joe tomorrow night and one against Opdyke before that. We beat Fairfield this week. We just beat St. Mary's last night, 48-22.
That's a nice win.
Yeah, we're starting to click and we're coming together, playing more aggressive. That's the thing, is getting them from the first practice to now just getting more aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, they like to be passive quite a bit.
Who are your top players? Who are your big?
Well, every one of them are top players.
Well, I understand that. Who plays most for you?
Our starting five is Laney Milner, Lexi Hobbs, Al Bunning, Leah Bowers, Kylie Stewart, and then I've used almost the whole bench. We have Jacqueline Sims that comes off the bench, Colby Sutton, Brittany Titzer, Jalen Edwards. Cody Noble's played a lot for us, but she's been hurt the last couple months, so it doesn't look like she's going to be able to play the rest of the year.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
Callie Vaughn rounds up.
Tell me a little bit about how that works in the Southern Illinois Junior High School Athletic Association. They have how many regionals? First of all, do more than half the teams at your level have field girls basketball teams?
No.
Didn't know how many teams, how many schools fielded teams?
For the girls basketball, the Class L has 32 teams. Class M has 32 teams. Well, that's how it works in boys and girls. The L and M are both the top 32, the middle 32, and then everybody else is the Class S.
Uh-huh.
Class S boys, I couldn't tell you how many teams, but they have 16 regionals, and we have 8.
Okay.
But, like, we have 7 teams in our regional. So.
Oh, I say, now that's pretty good. So you got to figure with the other 8 regionals, with the other 7 regionals, probably about 50 or 60 teams looking for what is still occasionally called state tournament, state championship.
It's a state tournament to these kids. They don't have the option of playing IASA teams. So, I mean.
How did they develop 2 different organizations and associations? I guess you probably have no idea that.
No, they did not clue me in on this, but my assumption is at the grade school level, you don't want New Hope traveling all the way up to Lincoln. I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, that Lincoln is where the IESA is?
No, but everything basically north of North Clay and north is IESA. Like Albion's actually IESA.
Sisney is too, right?
Yes.
And you see, that's the surprising part to me is that how that works like that. Some of the folks going that way. Do you want to take a call? I didn't give our number out.
Yeah, you might as well. They're either going to like us or hate us.
Somebody's calling. I bet you they're calling for the swap shop. Good morning. You're on the radio. Hello. Let's try it now. Good morning. You're on the radio. Let's try it again. We won't try it again.
Well, they didn't want to talk to us.
Well, I had the buttons wrong. I admit I had the buttons wrong because I wasn't expecting a phone call, but somebody's wanting. If you had a question for Justin, by golly,
do not call.
By all means, call him in. Call in here, and we'll talk about it. So you're 9-7.
Yes,
and we
very easily could be 12-4. We've lost quite a few close games.
Who else in the regional?
St. Joe, Olney's the one seed. They beat us by two earlier. Blueford, who we don't play, is the two. We're the three. St. Mary's is the four, who we just played last night.
Right.
Then you got Jasper, Iuka, and Kel Farrington.
Okay. So as the three, so did last night count as the first?
No.
The regional hadn't started then.
No. Nope.
When does it start?
We play Jasper next Tuesday at St. Mary's.
Okay. I think folks have sent me, Kevin sent me the list of it, but I haven't. I've been a little slacking on putting on schedules lately.
The good news, you kind of have a reason for that.
I've been away.
The good news is if we can get like 20 people at St. Mary's on Tuesday, that's a packed gym. So
where is that in Mount Carmel?
If you take a ride at the first main stoplight.
Like going toward the college? Or no, that's
no,
the other way.
You go past, they're coming from Fairfield, from Albion, you'll go through the first stoplight, take a ride at the second stoplight, and it's basically like your first left at a four-way.
So it's like you're taking a right and heading toward the river bridge.
Yeah. And I want to say it's on a Chestnut Avenue, but that could be St. Joe. So yeah. I'm not 100% certain. But if you go to Olney, you're going to the wrong town anyhow.
And the thing is, you're not driving the bus.
No, we don't take the bus.
Well, you're not driving there. You're not driving the okay.
Nope.
Well, just making sure you're going to be able to get there. Okay. And that starts when?
It starts Jasper. We play Jasper at 7:50. No, 8 o'clock on Tuesday.
Okay.
We're the third game Tuesday.
So they'll have them all that night.
The first round.
The first three to get into
it's
the court.
It's Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Do you enjoy the heck out of this, don't you?
I do. The season goes quick. It seems like we just started.
You know, and that's the thing. This has been 2.5 months or something.
Yeah.
Since you started. It was October.
Yeah. And we start October 1st. Well, this year we start a little later because Coach Robbie Edwards and his girls softball team out of New Hope, they had success and went to state, which is great.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'd rather start late. I want the girls to keep winning and the sport they're in.
Sure.
And then we'll get going.
Yeah, left you like a week of practice before your first game or something.
Which I'm fine with because what we do October 1st is about 10% what we're going to be doing by now. So,
oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, you see, now that's cool. One other thing I wanted to mention before we get off the NFL and then Hoosier basketball as well. Tell me about Saturday night.
Oh, the Mules game?
The Mules game Saturday night. I was listening it was very late where I was, but I'd wake up from my winter's nap and pop in and listen a little bit, and it sounded pretty exciting.
Well, I learned one thing thanks to a million text messages. I say, oh, yeah, and quite a bit.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Who in the world is who was critiquing you? That's just not very nice.
Jeff Baker is one of them. Apparently, they were having a game with it. But
oh, I understand. So, I understand. See, now that's fun.
But I didn't get to see us at the El Dorado tournament, but from what
see,
I heard,
that's the thing. North City, Omaha, Enfield beat Fairfield.
Yeah,
down in the El Dorado tournament, and they had us on the ropes. It sounded like down at the North City Saturday night.
Well, as the casual fan that's my first game seen this year, I really thought at one point North City actually had us, but the boys didn't quit. I mean, they had the momentum and they kept building on it in the second half, and then the next thing we know, the Mules keep scrapping and couple transition baskets, and then finally a couple threes fell because we couldn't buy a basket in the first half.
It seems like it's been that way since the El Dorado tournament started.
Yeah.
And the Mules haven't been able to hit a three to save their life.
And we got some good open looks. I mean, and then Colton Lane was working the short corner pretty hard, being physical down there. Anytime he got it down there, he either got fouled or went up with it.
Now that's a terrifically difficult place to win.
Yeah.
Down there in North City, isn't it?
Oh, but it's a beautiful gym. I love gyms like that.
You know, there aren't that many.
No, no. That and Eldorado are one of the few years I can think of.
You've got we're talking about gymnasiums that are basically bowl.
Yes.
Bowl style. You can find one. Eldorado has one. North City has one. Trico, if you've ever been down to Trico.
No, I have not, no.
Trico has one. Pinckneyville has one. And, you know, the Red Hill. Well, no, Red Hill doesn't have one. It's like a three corners.
Yeah.
The other side's the stage. It's a different animal, and it gets a little loud in that gym, in that North City gym, doesn't it?
It doesn't take even many people to make it get loud in there because it just echoes everywhere.
And so how far down were the mules before they turned around to come back?
If I remember correctly, about 14.
No kidding.
Yeah.
In the second half, too, yes. Right? And then they just turned it around.
Well, Chase Sutton hit a couple shots, and DeLapp had a put back, and then all of a sudden we start rolling finally. Jamin Vaughn hit our first three, actually.
Oh, is that right?
And I was reading off the stats, and I apologize to his family because he's the one name I didn't mention in the stats after the game. So now we're doing a correction there. Jamin Vaughn had 5 points in that game. So.
Oh, well, you see, now that's good. That's terrible that you missed him.
Yeah, I know. But we're getting a makeup there.
Well, that's cool. Well, the Mules will be back in action this weekend. I'm talking to Justin Hodges, and we're on the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Back after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. My name is Bruce Dickey. I'm joined this morning by occasional fill-in on the basketball games. You've done that two or three times. Used to do that quite a bit more, though, didn't you?
Oh yeah. Billy Rogers and I started off helping Billy with Edwards County football.
Yeah.
First, and then I'd fill in on basketball here and there. But I'll tell you this, you and Marty make that seem a lot easier to do than people think it is.
Thank you, I guess.
No, seriously, that's meant as a compliment, because it's honestly not as easy people think it'd be to do a whole game on the radio trying to concentrate, keep the stats. And
well, you know, and then you're basically trying to concentrate, keep the stats, and then try to say something interesting about something. Try to make sure you don't sound like a dope on the air or something like that.
Which I have a hard enough time making anything interesting. So,
you did a great job. I heard just great reports. And what I heard was outstanding, and I appreciate you helping out. All right. We talked about it earlier. We're going to talk about it again right now, and we're going to get your predictions on the entire playoffs, or this weekend's playoff games anyway. Because you pay close attention to football. You've been watching. I don't watch pro football nearly as much as most people. You're a pro football fanatic as opposed to college, right?
Well, I like them both, but definitely NFL more than.
See, I'm the other way around. I'm more of a college football guy, and missing the last 2 weeks has been very difficult. But
you root for a college team in the NFL, the Rams. So
I root for a college team that wasn't participating in the last 2 weeks either. So what, it really wasn't that difficult. But
here's a question for you real quick. St. Louis staying or going?
I felt, I've kept an eye on that. I keep an eye on that very closely. And everybody I've listened to and talked and read and talked to thought that there was a pretty good shot they were staying. I got to tell you, Stan Kroenke burnt some bridges.
I was
going to
say, he bashed St. Louis.
He burnt bridges. He basically was not friendly at all. I mean, if you're leaving, hey, that's fine.
Yeah.
If you're going to leave, you're going to build your little place, take your $5 billion that Walmart gave you and go out there, be married the Walmart gal, take your $5 billion, go out there, build your little stadium. That's fine. Do that. That's okay. But don't trash the town to any future NFL team wanting to come in.
Well, there's no future NFL team coming if you guys lose the Rams.
Well, that's the bad thing. But, Kroenke didn't have to put that in his report.
No.
And then basically brag about it.
He basically, for anybody that's not read any of the articles on it, he pretty much called St. Louis the one of the bottom three NFL markets.
And, Loserville, USA.
Yeah. So, which, I mean, I say behind the scenes, but I don't say it. Well, I guess I just said it on there, but.
Well, no.
No, you know I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know. But there's no reason for him to do that.
No, he has no intention. I would be, if St. Louis does not get the relocation, I will guarantee, I can't guarantee because I have no inside knowledge, but
who's
going
to go to
surprised.
The games?
He will sell the team.
I hope.
Would be my guess.
I hope so.
There's no way he could come to the games.
No way. Well, he hadn't come to the game in years anyway, but I mean, for crying out loud, you just can't trash the team like they trash the town. He didn't trash the team. He trashed the town.
Yeah.
And it was pretty.
Said it has the worst growth of any NFL team since 2008. And,
and that's the thing. How's he performed?
No, they haven't, but he's talking about the city. As a city.
But he also talked about the growth of the revenue of the organization.
Well, who's going to go support a team that doesn't put a contender out there?
We got Jeff Fisher,
Yep.
Where we've got name a team that has had a losing coach and not tried to improve and still not trying to improve.
Well, one of the first questions Kroenke asked Fisher whenever he interviewed him was how the relocation went from Houston to Tennessee when he was coaching.
Yeah. So he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, he was already planning that back then.
Well, that's neither here. So to answer your question.
All right. You're going to be a Titan fan.
I was going to be a Rams fan. Me and Brad Richards, we've kind of banded together and we've been trying to figure out who we're going to be a free agent to go to. We were going to go to the Rams. We were going to stay Rams fans out in LA, but and it's going to be a fun team, but I just cannot in good conscience root for a team owned by that guy.
Well,
can I?
No, I wouldn't. Especially when you bash the city that you love, that all your sports teams are at. But there is good news. We have exactly two open seats on the Cincinnati bandwagon if you and Richards want to join.
I got to tell you, I'm betting Cincinnati bandwagon has more than two open seats.
No. Houday Nation's almost full.
Houday Nation's full up?
It's almost. There's standing room only.
Is that right?
Yep.
We'll talk about it. Let's talk about that then. Pittsburgh coming into Cincinnati. Somehow Cincinnati is an underdog in this. I guess it's because of Andy Dalton being hurt, but is Andy coming back?
Well, he got his cast off this week, and actually I was reading that yesterday. They finally took it off. I have not read. I was busy last night with ball game stuff. I haven't read or heard anything if he was actually going to throw anything today or whatnot, but we're preparing all week for A.J. McCarron to be our starter.
I was thinking, I thought it was his other hand. Was his right hand he broke? The right thumb? I thought it was his left thumb.
It was his left, but he hadn't been doing anything.
He didn't. Surely he's been throwing.
No.
Well, he's a right-handed thrower, right?
Well, yeah. He's ambidextrous.
Did you see one of the – I can't remember. Teddy Bridgewater at the end of that game on the Sunday night.
Yeah. I did not see that.
He threw left-handed. Threw a pick. For some stupid
reason.
It was so stupid.
More likely happened.
It did happen. But they end up winning. All right, so Cincinnati at home, 2.5-point underdog to Pittsburgh. Cincinnati has a two-game better record, but the hurt quarterback, they don't know if he's going to play. You're going to pick Cincinnati, I guess.
Well, my heart says Cincinnati, but honestly, so is my mind. I just feel like we're the better team.
I don't think McCarron or not. You guys, I mean, you got that cheater Vontaze Burfict. He's
the cleanest player in the NFL. You can't get on to Burfict. He's good.
Why can't I get on to Burfict?
Because he's defensive player of the year. Well, maybe not, but yeah. He should be. Now, we just got to contain Big Ben the best we can. The problem with him is he's impossible to wrap up.
Yeah.
So.
Well, maybe Vontaze will go after his knees or something.
Do a karate kick to the chest one time.
That's probably what will happen. That might happen. All right, that's Saturday night. That's the
seven.
That's the big game Saturday. So I can't talk you into doing the Red Hill versus Fairfield game that night.
No, sadly, JT's got me scheduled to work Saturday. Anyhow.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yep. So the customers that come into Midway better get in and out quick because I'll have that TV on.
Well, I bet you will. Okay, on Saturday afternoon, the other AFC wild card game is this weekend: Kansas City versus Houston. Houston comes in at 9-7, they're at home. Mm-hmm. Kansas City in at 11-5. Both the home teams are dogs.
Yes.
Actually, the home teams are dogs in all four games as I'm looking at it here.
Yeah.
That's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
But I would go Kansas City there. Kansas City's not getting the national respect. Yeah, but they're not getting the national respect they deserve. They're a good team. I mean, across the board, and they're consistent. Even when Charles went down, West stepped up, and then even when he got hurt a little bit, Ware stepped up.
Yeah.
They're just got a stable running back.
And Alex Smith is a very good quarterback.
Well, he just doesn't turn the ball over. And Macklin going there has been a big asset to him.
That's going to be the big matchup in that game will be the J.J. Watt and Whitney Merciless.
Yeah.
Trying to get around that big Kansas City line, because they got number one picks on that Kansas City line.
Yeah, but Fisher was their right tackle they took.
Yeah.
He's just now coming into zone because for a while they were thinking he was going to be a bust. They weren't happy with him initially.
But he's doing better than Jake Long did, though.
Well, yeah.
I mean, heck.
That's not a high bar to go against.
I'm speaking of number one picks, though.
I know. Well, we can go number one picks.
Oh, yeah. I guess, yeah, we could talk about a few. All right. So you're picking Kansas City over Houston?
Yes.
Houston. All right. I'll agree with you there as well. This is probably not a good thing for you.
No.
That I'm agreeing with your picks, by the way.
Hey, it's not a good thing whenever I make a pick. You should have seen my press picks. They're terrible.
Well, you've won that before, haven't you?
I won a gas card.
You won a gas card?
This year. No, a few years ago I won twice, 2 weeks. But
oh, I thought you won the whole year one time.
No, JT did.
Oh, okay. All right. Sunday, January 10th, first game is at Minnesota. It's Seattle at Minnesota. Seattle's looking pretty good right now.
They're starting to play well, but this is going with the heart. I want Minnesota.
Minnesota's a 5-point dog.
I just absolutely despise Pete Carroll, so I have to go Minnesota. Even though if I was betting, I'd easily take Seattle. If I was in Vegas right now, the ticket in my pocket would say Seattle.
Even at the 5 points?
Yes.
You'd be given the 5?
Yes.
Wow.
They're rolling Seattle.
See,
I wouldn't have done that.
I wouldn't have done that. Is your heart and your head saying Minnesota wins? Your heart wants Minnesota. Yeah. Your head's saying Seattle. I was going to pick Minnesota.
So
I think Minnesota went at home. I
would like that to happen.
I've just seen Seattle. I mean, I saw the Rams sweep Seattle this year.
But Marshawn Lynch been out, and I'm pretty certain he's coming back. So
he played against St. Louis.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, both of them?
I thought he did. Maybe just one.
Did he miss
the 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you did miss that one. Then the other game, the other big game on Sunday, January 10th, it's Green Bay at Washington. Washington is given a point. Green Bay, the 10-6 Packers, who have not looked great in the past couple of weeks. Washington at 9-7.
Redskins.
At home. They win at home, don't they?
Yeah. They're a better team than people give him credit for. Kirk Cousins is a better quarterback. I mean, he's not Aaron Rodgers. Nobody is besides Brady.
Right.
But Kirk Cousins is solid, and they they're starting to click.
You know, and when you look at Green Bay, you over the years you've always thought, well, you know, they've always had good receivers too, and they still have Randall Cobb's a good receiver, but he's a number two.
He's a two or three.
He's a number two that they're asking to do real well, and he's doing real well. And Devontae, whatever his name is, which one is that?
Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams is like the a old five.
Is it James Jones that came back there?
Yeah.
He's had a solid year for him, though, coming back to
he's
him.
He's been cut. Like they cut him first, and then somebody else cut him for him to come back.
Yeah.
So that tells you what level of receiver he's looked.
Well,
who cut him? It was Seattle or somebody cut him on it?
Honestly, I don't remember. I just know he's been solid since he's came back to Green Bay.
Yeah.
But their problem is their defense, or lack of. They don't stop anybody.
Lost at home. He made you wonder, though.
Yeah.
Do you think they may have lost at home on Sunday night just because they knew they were already in and didn't want to have Seattle coming in?
That could be, but I think Washington's better than Seattle. So I would not be surprised if the Redskins did not make a run in the playoffs.
Really?
Yeah.
So Washington is the three and Minnesota is the – no, Washington is the four, Minnesota is the three. So if Washington did beat Green Bay, they would go out and face Carolina.
Of course, I'm saying that for the team that won the NFC East, which nobody wanted to win.
No.
So.
Well, the only team with the only team in the NFC with nine wins, but they were thinking for years that for most of the year that the thought was that nobody would get into the playoffs from that East with a winning record.
Yeah. Your phone keeps ringing.
You want me to pick that one up?
Yeah, you can. Probably going to be corrections.
Probably not actually for us. Good morning. You're on the radio with Justin Hodges.
Yeah. About football, I was gonna tell you that I got a third cousin, or that is a fullback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, number 54, LJ Ford.
How about that? Was that the kid who went to?
He just got activated after a linebacker he was a linebacker and played special teams. He's been Broncos and Seattle. And
they gonna change his number?
No, 54 is his number. He's on the 53-man roster now.
Well, good. Congratulations. Yeah. So I'm assuming you'll be rooting for Pittsburgh Saturday night.
Yeah, most likely. Most likely.
you can root for
most likely. Yeah.
You can root for your cousin and still root for the Bengals.
That's right. That's right. I can't do that.
So
but I can't do that. Probably,
that's a win-win. Just let him get a couple tackles. Yeah. Let the Bengals win and.
Yeah. He's got Wayne City roots over here. So.
Well, that's great. That's wonderful. What's his name again?
Yeah. L.J. Ford.
L.J. Ford. Great. Where did he play school? What school did he play for?
Northern Iowa. I think he led the nation in tackles his senior year.
That's right. That's right. Well, that's great. That's wonderful. And have fun Saturday night watching him play.
Okay. Yeah. You have a good one.
Thanks. You too. See, now that's the bad thing. Now, Justin, you hear we have local ties going against the Bengals. Is that changing your feelings to toward the game at all?
Nope. I'm just staying out of Wayne City.
Stay out of Wayne City. Probably not a bad idea for you. We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. Appreciate y'all tuning in today. Today I've got New Hope head basketball coach, girls basketball coach, Justin Hodges, and we've been talking. He's a vaunted Bengals fan, And we were going to talk a little bit also about Big Ten basketball. Did you? He's a Hoosiers fan. So do you pick the Hoosiers to win the? Did you pick them before the season started to win the Big Ten or?
No, I figured we'd finish in the top four though.
Yeah,
I liked Michigan State, and then I liked Purdue, and I do not like Purdue, but I like
Purdue's
their squad
pretty. Purdue had a little rough weekend, didn't they?
Well, their guard play is weak, so and they're just having problems getting it. Their bigs are impossible to stop almost once they get it to the three of them, but. Their guard play has been weak for them.
When you look at the Big Ten conference right now, and Indiana's off to a good start. Was that expected?
Well, we've played the bottom – the three teams we played, even though Wisconsin you do not think of being a bottom tier, but this year they're just down besides Hayes. We've played three of the bottom teams, relatively speaking, if you go by like KenPom and Sagarin ratings and stuff. But 3-0 is 3-0.
Was that game at Bloomington last night?
Yes, where we honored the 76 undefeated team 40th year. So, and almost all of them showed up.
Did you get a chance to see that?
No, we had a ball game last night at New Hope, like I said.
Yeah.
And the halftime celebration, I have the game recorded at home to watch, but the halftime celebration was not shown. You can go online and watch it. You know, there's been many of people I follow on Twitter that had streamed it. It was about an 8-minute celebration. So,
see, and that's really cool. This is the last team in major college basketball to finish the year undefeated, isn't it?
Yeah, thanks to Wisconsin last year.
They were close.
Yeah. Well, Kentucky was 38-0.
Yeah.
Gosh, bless. And I still hear that. First team to win 38 games. Well, what'd that get you?
Oh, I don't want to even think about it. My team was 37-2 10 years ago, or 11 years ago, and I still think about that.
Hey, and you know how I feel about the Illini, but that was one of the funnest college teams I've watched.
It wasn't that a good time?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so this was the 40 years ago since the Hoosiers won the NCAA tournament, going 36-0.
It was 32-0, I believe.
32-0. And they're 3-0 right now. Do you think you can hold on to get into the – do you think you can have a chance to win the tournament or win the Big Ten?
Outside chance still. We just lost our second leading scorer and probably best three-point shooter.
Is he out for the year?
Yes.
Well, what happened to him?
It's not 100%, but it sounds like it. Some reports staying out for season after surgery. Some are saying probably miss most or the rest of the season. But they're being very vague. Unless the family wants to release too much, so they're kind of letting the Blackman decide how much comes out, just citing HIPAA or whatever, which I don't know if that's the case or they're just using it. But it was a non-contact injury.
James Blackman, right?
Yeah, James Blackman Jr. And it was a non-contact knee injury, so, and he did have surgery, I believe, yesterday or the day before. But that's a big blow. He was averaging about 15, 16 points a
game. You're a coach. How does that affect the rest of the team? I mean, granted – mentally, whenever you lose one of your best players on the court, you don't have him to go to.
Well,
but how does that affect the rest of the team mentally, and what's a coach got to do to get over that?
You just have to have the next man up mindset, and
yeah.
You know, Robert Johnson, who's been battling injuries, he'll probably step in. We got plenty of shooters. We got Johnson, Zeislof, Yogi can hit it. Troy's expanding his game. Colin Hartman.
So when exactly have they scheduled for Yogi Ferrell to graduate? Like 2075.
He's only a sophomore, so
he's got a couple more. How long is Yogi Ferrell going to play for Indiana?
Well, the NCAA granted him a seventh year next
year.
Is
that right? Well,
just going to keep running him out there until probably 30.
He's been starting there since he was like 18, 17.
He came in as a freshman, started with that team that started off number one.
Yeah.
So
now he's going to have he's going to like sign up for Social Security as he leaves.
I hope he gets it. You know, he's put in his time. He deserves it. So
that'd be a nice deal. All right. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, Michigan State's been very good.
But how long is Denzel out for?
I didn't realize he was out. You've been paying more attention. I've been out of the country.
Valentine missed a game or two. I know that. But I don't think he's out long if he was. But Iowa beat them, which was a shocker.
Yeah, at Iowa, though.
Yeah.
So is Iowa the team to beat then, team to reckon with?
It's Michigan State.
Still Michigan State. How about Maryland? I mean, what do you think about
bad.
That's my question. What do you think about Maryland being the usurpers from the ACC coming in, being very, very tough?
I think Maryland's a good fit for the Big Ten, honestly. But I do forget about them. I would take them. Michigan State full, Maryland full. They're coin flip. So Maryland's probably got a few more weapons. Michigan State's just gritty. And Denzel's the best player in our conference.
Yeah, he's the best player in the league. That's pretty clear.
Maryland, I'd have to pick Maryland to win the big, and I wasn't even thinking of them, to be honest with you.
So,
at least the regular season.
How long do you think Mello Tremble will stick around?
He's probably gone after this year.
I thought he was going to be gone after last year. That was came as a surprise to me when he's just a sophomore now. I thought after his freshman year, he'd put up enough of a resume.
Well, I'm trying to think.
He could have gone, couldn't he?
He had better numbers, or at least similar numbers to, I can't think of the Ohio State point guard.
The kid from Ohio State who was playing for the Lakers.
That went to Lakers, yeah. What was his name? And that's just last year.
I remember seeing him play. I was at the Big Ten tournament, and I thought that kid is
he's good.
A pro player.
Either way, he has a name, and I'll think of it. I'll think of it here in a second.
It's not Evan Turner.
No. Who turned out to not actually be as good as a pro as I thought he was going to be.
Well.
Is he still in Philadelphia?
Yeah. Well, no, didn't he? I thought he got traded last year. Got traded to Philadelphia.
He was a 76er at one point. He may be a Buck now. I'm not 100% certain. I'm about to think of who this Ohio State point guard is.
What are your thoughts on if Indiana's just going to have to go the next man up and bring another kid off the bench, are they going to get down to the Illinois level where Illinois basically had against Ohio State the other day, they had 8 scholarship players dressed and 2 walk-ons, not just walk-ons, managers. They had 10 players dressed. 2 of them were managers.
I would really hope that we do not ever get to Illinois' level.
Don't be mean.
But, the only real injury we've had to our big freshman, Thomas Bryant, he's been battling a foot injury, but he's been playing, and he's had a rough start to Big Ten, but he's really starting to come back into his own. Robert Johnson's been dinged up, but most teams can say that. The only real injury we've had that's been anything was James Blackman, where you guys have been dealing with, you guys lost
point guard.
And power forward, Leron Black, and your center, that Mike Thorne.
Having a great game that
night. You have 3 starters that are out, and I think they're out for the season. Well, LeBron Black may be able
LeBron's
to come back.
Coming back.
So that's depth that's hard to replace. Losing 1 starter is tough enough. Losing 3 is
Who's
difficult.
A team in there that's going to surprise you, think?
Ohio State's starting to play well, and they were supposed to be just young and inexperienced, and they're coming together quicker than people thought. And that point guard was D'Angelo Russell.
D'Angelo Russell, that's right. I remember going to that tournament, like I said, and he had a great game or so, but he went to you saw him on the court. You knew this kid probably had been to class for like two months. He was a pro. He was not going anywhere.
Yeah. And he had a quick first step. So,
all right. We got off the NFL before I could nail you down for your picks to win the whole thing. Probably should talk. I don't know when you'll be back on the show. I guess I can have you back if the Bengals keep winning, right?
I'll be back if the Bengals keep rolling.
Are the Bengals going to win it all? Who do you see winning it all?
If Dalton was healthy, I'd give ourselves a chance. It's still tough to root against New England in the AFC.
No.
Why?
It's very easy to root against New England.
Yeah.
It's tough to pick against New England.
That's true. Let's go with – I would go with Carolina New England Super Bowl.
Do you think so?
Yeah. And I'd still go with New England.
Wow. All right, I'm going nowhere near that. I don't think New England gets out of next weekend.
I hope not.
I don't care who ends up playing them. If it's you guys or if it's Pittsburgh or I guess Pittsburgh wouldn't play them since they're the 6, right?
Yeah.
So it would be
We would go to New England if we win.
If you win, you go to New England.
Yeah, because Denver's the 1.
If you lose, it's the winner of the other game plays New England.
Yes.
The winner of the Kansas City. I don't think New England beats Kansas City. To tell you the truth. Because New England's just beat up, and somebody's going to figure out a way to make Gronkowski ineffective. I mean, because they got nothing else.
They were the other day, which I couldn't live like this. They were going over Tom Brady's diet, and they have a personal chef, obviously.
Really?
At home.
What's Tom Brady eat?
Basically,
well, you've got a household with about $90 million a year annually.
Oh yeah, and they can afford a
personal chef.
When they was going over on Mike and Mike, he basically, there's no sugar, no caffeine, no nothing artificial, no peppers, no potatoes.
Peppers?
Yeah. He basically eats certain vegetables and...
Does he eat meat?
Fish and... I can't remember what else.
Potatoes?
No.
No starch?
No, I couldn't live on it.
Starch is going to turn into sugar.
I would... Anything that would turn into sugar...
Clearly no bread.
No. Hey, the list contained like five things. I think it was all Jell-O pudding pops.
Donuts?
Yeah. he lives off donuts.
He lives off Krispy Kreme donuts.
But when they was going... Mike Golick was just amazed at the diet that his family goes off of. Golick's like, I'm happy where I am. He said, I'll stay in my lifestyle.
Well, you know, that's the thing. It takes to have the career that he's had. Well, my personal animus for him and his team, notwithstanding, to have the career that Brady has had, it's just amazing taking care of yourself that long. I mean, you can look at the same thing for Peyton Manning.
Yeah,
he's had 3 years off basically in the last part of his
career
with
the neck injury. So
what's Peyton going to do this weekend or next weekend? You think he'll be able? How's Denver going to play with Peyton?
Well, I hope they lose. I don't like the Broncos either. I'm not a fan of their team this year. I know they're the one seed, but I think any of the five teams in the AFC playoff will beat them.
Do you think the Big Red have a chance to get back to the Super Bowl?
Actually, I do. Arizona's legit.
More than Carolina? That's going
to
be...
I like Carolina. Well, see, Arizona's offense is so much better.
If they played, that game would be at Carolina.
Yes. Arizona's offense is so much better. Carolina's defense is slightly better, but Arizona's defense is... 70% of the time, they've looked phenomenal.
They can play great. They can play like garbage.
But they lost...
They lost Tyrann Mathieu.
Yes, that's it. And that was a big blow to their defense right there.
Honey Badger. I mean, well, he was the ball hawk.
Yeah.
He was the guy who'd take the ball away.
But no, our friends that we know that are Big Red fans, well, a couple of us went out to Phoenix and watched the Bengals.
Yeah, you had
Bengals.
A good time out there.
Oh, it
you?
Was a great time. Went out and watched the Bengals-Cardinals, and that's a beautiful stadium, beautiful city. But... they're legit.
Different from the Edward Jones Dome or the TWA Dome?
They're comparable in that football games are played there. But if you take that out of the picture, then no, there's nothing to compare. They got doors.
They got doors? They got doors, and they do play football there.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, that's it's good to be in common with them somehow.
There you go.
Justin, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. Thanks for listening.